In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the gospel today of after the resurrection of St. Mary Magdalene going to the tomb, seeking Jesus, seeking the body of Jesus, because she had heard that that the stone was taken away and Jesus' body wasn't there. She went to see for herself. And the other women were first with her, and then they left and went home, and she stayed by herself. During these dangerous times when the people had just killed Jesus and they were perhaps ready to kill any of his followers as well, she didn't care. All she wanted was Jesus. It was her one sight to look for Jesus, and she sought him and sought him weeping and longing and seeking Jesus, and she persevered, and our Lord appeared to her, and she just sought Jesus. She wasn't even fazed by the angels. And our Lord rewarded her by appearing to her first, perhaps after Our Lady. Maybe she was the first one, because of her immense love for Jesus. She sought him, and longed for him, and went to find him. She went to find Jesus, and this is a lesson to us, that we need to seek Jesus. If we want to love Jesus immensely, strongly, like St. Mary Magdalene, if we want that, we need to seek it. We need to go where Jesus is, in those quiet places, or in church, in adoration, in the Gospels, in the Scriptures. We need to seek him in quiet time after we've been perhaps lost him a little bit through our work, or through our conversations, through our recreations, through our time in the world or whatever. We may have lost him through sin. We need to go seek him in confession as soon as possible. We need to go seek him to find our love for Jesus again in prayer. Or maybe our Lord has just hidden himself from us, and we need to just seek him anyway in prayer and just doing what we should be doing in our duties and in our prayers and Holy Mass and our prayers that we're supposed to be praying. We need to seek him anyway, like Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa, who spent, about 50 years seeking Jesus, longing for him and not finding him in consolation, not finding him in that, felt fervor for so long, but she kept seeking him. She loved him through that way. And we can imagine how much great reward she has in heaven for that lack of, tangible consolation that she didn't have for so long. Yet she still loved our Lord with all her heart by seeking our Lord in her prayers and in her efforts and asking priests, "Where is Jesus?" So we too need to take this lesson to seek Jesus, to seek him, to long for him, to go everywhere we can find him, everywhere we can seek him, and even to the point of tears if God gives us that grace. And this is what our Lord is looking for in our true love for him, seeking him earnestly with all our heart.
Fructum ventris tuum.